people, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or text me, 221-2883.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Happy National Roller Coaster Day.
It's a
going to spew into this.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Fox News, I'm Pam Puso. An about-face by Israel, House Democrat Rashida Tlaib has been granted access on humanitarian grounds to visit the West Bank.
We see Israel as a democracy, as a democratic country, but it's very obvious that they're trying to limit what I'm able to do when I get there. My goal is to see my grandmother.
Yesterday, Tlaib and Congresswoman Ilhan Omar were both banned from visiting.
The decision was applauded by President Trump, who tweeted before the decision that it would show great weakness if Israel allowed the two House members to visit, writing that they hate Israel and all Jewish people.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. Tlaib has agreed to not promote any boycotts. North Korea is firing off more missiles. A U.S. official confirms to Fox News that two short-range ballistic missiles were fired into the sea. This is Fox News.
What happened to Lillian?
You found a morning radio program that travels at warp speed with Greg Budell.
All I ask is a tall ship and a star to steer by.
Jay Scott.
For nowhere am I so desperately needed as among a shipload of illogical humans.
Emily Hayes.
All decks cancel red alert. Maintain increased security.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
We're losing power in the warp engines.
So set your phasers on stun and watch out for Klingons. Here comes three men and a lady.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
I'm a doctor, not an escalator.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
You keep saying that. Are you a doctor, Raj?
I don't know.
I'm not a doctor, but I like to play one. Hey there. Hi there. Ho there, everybody. It is the big 7 o'clock hour featuring Random Facts with Jay Scott.
Jay Scott.
Emily Hayes. We'll have our good news story coming up. Let's start with yet another 100-degree forecast.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
I mentioned an hour ago, it's worth re-mentioning, at about 4:45 this morning when I was walking Bailey, it felt so much nicer, less oppressive. You could feel the difference. Like we said, that would probably happen this morning. It certainly did, and that beautiful full moon as well. So the humidity is a little lower. The dew point is 65 right now. No longer are we dealing with dew points in the upper 70s, at least not till Sunday, right? Clear skies and look for a very hot day again. We had 100 yesterday. We'll do 100 today and again tomorrow. Mostly sunny both days. Should be dry. And again, somewhat less muggy. Tonight's low 72. On Sunday, we're back to humidity as usual. And scattered showers and thunderstorms returning, mid-90s. And showers and storms in ample supply Monday. Nothing wrong with that because the new drought monitor came out yesterday and the drought continues to expand in Alabama. Right now this morning, clear skies, calm winds, and a tolerable 74 degrees at 7:06.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Okay, Ragtop is on the line. Let's see what's on her mind. Hi, Ragtop.
Kalispera, or Kalimera for y'all. It's daytime over there. I'm in Greece.
Oh, you're in Greece.
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful. What a beautiful spot to be in the summertime.
You're calling us from Greece?
Yes, we were listening on the TuneIn app.
Wow.
So what time is it again?
It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon here.
Wow.
I think this is the furthest away. No, wait a minute. We did get a call from China once. From a guy that was listening on the app over there. Well, it was Billy the Kid.
I hope you're having a great time. I love learning about Greece. Did you know the first French fries were cooked in Greece?
God, it is joke day.
But if y'all ever get a chance, y'all need to come and go to the Acropolis and see all the ancient ruins.
I would love to. And the islands, you going to the islands in Greece?
We're going, tomorrow we're going to Mykonos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, and then we're coming back here to Greece, to Athens, and then home.
I understand that some of the beaches over there are...
I've noticed that, too. There was a movie called Summer Lovers that came out in the 80s.
I didn't see it. I'll have to go behind the beaded curtain at Blockbuster.
If y'all get a chance, watch My Life in Ruins.
Oh, okay.
Because it's all about a tour guide in Athens taking people on tour to the Acropolis and to other places. It's really cool.
I'd like to see that. Nice. I'd like to see that. Well, it's so nice of you. Man, this is modern technology on display here, right?
Yes. So this is one of my things on my bucket list that's been checked now.
Well, you're the first call from Greece today, and thanks for getting in. We hope we get...
Are you sure you don't want to tune in the local Thinos Spinacopita morning show?
So I had some leucomatas this morning, and we had spanakopita.
I just had
some souvlaki. So, you know, meat on a stick.
You made our day today.
Good.
Thank you very much.
All right. And if my mom and dad are listening, good morning. I doubt they are, but good morning anyway. So.
Well, thank you, Ragtime.
I hope you have a great trip and a nice vacation. Right. Bye-bye.
French fries are cooked in grease.
Whack, whack.
Let's see who this is.
Hey, it's a random call.
Randall.
Yeah. Hey, Randall, are you in Greece?
Well, no, I was going to say, this, you know, people y'all had in last week from Wetumpka, man, you can experience, almost touch it, feel it, live it right there in the heart of Wetumpka. I mean, that place, I mean, it's amazing. I didn't get the call in that day, but, man, I took my daughter up there to what's it called? The gardens up there in Wetumpka.
Jasmine Hill.
Jasmine Hill,
They were in love with that place, and that's what it's made after. They come back and build statues. Everything is a replica of what's over there already. And they brought it here so we could come visit it. And you can get a little book. Man, it's amazing the stuff they got up there, man. If you ain't been, you need to take time to go, because I mean it's something that's in our backyard that a lot of people just don't go to. I don't know. I don't hear many people talk about it, man. It's amazing. Some of the tallest corn it ain't on that same property, but if you walk around, you know what I mean, you got a day, you can find, man, there's some corn down there that last year was 18 foot. I got pictures. It was like 18 foot tall. Man, I love it. I love y'all had them on. I love that she called it from Greece, and I love we got somewhere that we can go look at it and just sit there and enjoy it.
Yeah, the ancient ruins, right. Thank you. Or, of course, if you want to see an ancient ruin, just come up and visit me any morning or afternoon.
$1,500 for the birthday trip.
Birthday bus. I love that. Reservation for one. Rich Thomas. Okay. Speaking of...
You think the Who could come up with a song about birthday bus?
Birthday bus!
We'll have to see if Dan can get in touch with them.
Speaking of corn, Olive Garden's $100 never-ending pasta passes, which are valid for 9 weeks.
Oh, man, that was yesterday. I forgot all about it.
They sold in less than 1 second.
Wow.
I forgot all about that yesterday.
24,000 of them in less
than... Were gone in a second?
And then
wow.
20,400 people opted in for a chance to purchase one of 50 lifetime pasta passes for an additional 400. So, you know, Olive Garden has its followers, I guess.
Hang on a second. They had how many? 24,000?
all 24,000 of them sold.
At the $100 level?
And 20,400.
They made $2.4 million in a second.
Yeah.
In 1 second.
That's all I need is one good second like that. And I've got it made.
$2.4 million in 1 second.
That's better than IHOP did with that little thing they did, that little stunt they did.
And it was all for people trying to get a, I guarantee you, trying to get a lifetime pasta pass for $500. Man.
It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven. We're going to check traffic and come back for some good news from Emily Hayes.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way into the 7 o'clock hour, and traffic's moving along pretty smoothly for this time of the morning. The boulevard's busy, so be careful around the intersections. If you're coming into town on the 31s, we don't see any problems for you. I-65 is rolling at a speed limit ride, and I-85 has some issues. We don't have a major problem other than if you're coming in from out of town, because there is a jam up around the 12-mile marker. Police are clearing an accident there, and there's a big crowd around Chantilly Parkway. School zones are about to kick in, so be careful. Keep your eyes open for the kids and the buses this morning. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years' experience. Please call Robert Jones at Reinhardt to apply. 676-3862. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses, and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
712.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Not quite a monkey. But there's a three-year-old kid near Boston named Quinn, who recently had surgery to remove a brain tumor. Then he had a stem cell transplant and went through chemo, which has basically just destroyed his immune system. That's a lot for any adult to have to go through, but for a three-year-old...
Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine that. Poor little guy.
Devastating. Wow. So he has to stay indoors and can't go outside for a while, but his town has been rallying around him to make sure he doesn't get too bored. People in his community have been showing up at his house just to entertain him through his front window. He's seen everything from jugglers and musicians to a huge group of bikers who recently rode by on their Harleys. He also got to meet Superman last month, and another guy showed up just to let Quinn throw water balloons at him. Quinn's mom is a cop, so lots of police cars have been driving by with their sirens on. His doctors say he should be able to go outside again in a few weeks, and they'll know if his treatments are working in another month or two.
Where does he live again?
This is just outside of Boston.
Okay.
Quinn.
Poor little guy, 3 years old.
Profiling courage, though, you know, so everybody that thought they were having a bad day, including me.
Yep.
There you go. Perspective. Thank you, Emily Hayes.
Hey, that news. Hey, that good news.
That's what I got for y'all today.
A reminder that just before 9 o'clock this morning, we do our big weekly grand prize drawing.
What do we call that?
The big weekly grand prize drawing.
I mean, who hosts it?
It's an Emily segment.
That's right.
And one of those big weekly grand prizes is the Baumhauer's Party to Go.
Ooh, does that got the gooey fries?
Pickup Party to Go. It's got the gooey fries. Yeah. A tray of wings. And you'll be able to decide what kind of wings you want on there. And if you're picking up your party tray and you're watching a football game, you can go War Eagle or Roll Tide on the wings, because they have flavors for both schools. Although I must say the Screaming Eagle wings for Auburn are really, really good.
War Eagle.
Yeah. You'll be saying it, War Eagle! A little hot going out of there. Great. And that also includes chips and salsa. Their salsa at Baumhauer's is homemade, and queso dip, and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea. So that is an awesome thing to win, and your calls throughout the week qualify you for that drawing. If you've spoken with us, then make sure you're listening a little bit later. Before we go to our local news and today's edition of Random Facts, for which I have a lame, convoluted intro, here are your news bloopers from July 2019 collected from around the world.
Good morning to you. It is 5 o'clock right now on your Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm Kate Merrill.
I am Kate Merrill.
What do we have here?
We have here, it's called a Latin
Picador. Okay.
As you can hear.
Well, Colleen, I'm hanging from what is the Freedom Tower. You can let me go whenever you want. All right. No! Oh, God! as environmental campaigner Anna Hughes. Good morning to you.
I am not Anna Hughes. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on. No, I'm not Anna Hughes. Sorry about that.
Tinham músicas altas, os de cima dos carros de som, os manifestantes.
Are you ready? All right, guys, no, I'm not ready.
All right.
Look at her face right here. That's fear. That's real. Yeah, that right there. There's no fake in that.
I will get the accompanying video up on my Facebook page.
I'd like to see that.
After I come back from a visit downstairs, following your local news and then today's random facts, followed by our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Prattville police are investigating a shooting at Newton Park Thursday morning. Police say two people went to the hospital with serious injuries. Police haven't said what led up to the shooting. Right now, no arrests have been made. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly shooting near Alabama State University. Police say two people are dead and three others are injured. Police have not made any arrests. Call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP if you have any information. And Montgomery's first charter school, Lead Academy, opened its doors for the first time last night. The school had a ribbon-cutting ceremony and open house for students and parents. Lead Academy is the fourth charter school in Alabama. Right now, 360 students are enrolled. Monday is their first day of school. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, everybody, Friday's here. What's all the commotion?
We are celebrating our freedom.
Oh, whoopee!
I'm so glad that Friday's here.
Friday.
If you're really Friday.
Friday.
Then do something all Friday-like.
Party, people!
Friday.
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 Normally, I don't let Fridays get the best of me.
This Friday is something special.
Friday.
Friday.
Friday's here.
It's not Friday until your boss asks you to work late.
And to enjoy it.
Marguerites. How do we do it? We make it. We really make it. We custom design with you involved every step. Our diamonds are only the best. Forevermark. Direct from the De Beers mines to Marguerites in Montgomery, Alabama. Master Jewelers, this is what totally separates us from all the others. And Marguerites, your jewelry is the most important thing in the world. Marguerites open 7 days a week, located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Thank you.
week at work. I was so bored. Put a picture of my boss on the dartboard, and I cried. Oh, 'cause my week is done. Finally Friday, yes it's Friday. Finally Friday, I'm free. Finally Friday, oh yeah Friday, yes it's Friday, I'm free. Finally Friday, yes it's Friday. Finally Friday, I'm free. Finally Friday, oh yeah Friday, yes it's Friday, I'm free. Finally Friday,
good luck to me on this one.
It's Friday,
here we go.
Friday, I'm free.
And now,
a man who sticks. To the
random.
Oh my God!
You hit all those buttons.
Boy, here they go. This. Yeah, there was a. Ooh,
if
boy.
You were going to retire, this would have been the day, huh? Right? But don't.
I'll just
don't
die retire. Instead.
What? Stop.
He was. Oh. The last thing he did was amazing.
No. Don't do that, Dad. We want to be on your birthday bus.
Man, that was good. That was really good. Nice. That's a good one to close out the week with.
Hey.
And my career.
If we do a best of show and then over the holidays, that's going to be on.
I save all the random facts. Well, I've already built the one for Labor Day because I just want to...
That's okay.
Be ahead. I want to get my stuff out of the way first so I'm not backed up with things to do. So. But I go through and I save every single random facts that we do. So. And Emily segments.
There's no point in saving the Emily segments.
Yeah, I don't say anything about timeline.
Actually, don't save the Emily.
Yeah.
Timeline.
That's okay. If you know who the real star is.
I mean, if people call in and say, hey, we want an all-timeline edition of a replay, I'll go through and I'll...
Nobody's ever heard it that early in the morning.
The timelines. Did you know a bank manager by the name of Ren Zhao...
10-10.
That's what I was going to.
This comes from the Taipei Times.
Oh, yeah. That's a quality publication.
Ren,
you get a football phone with every subscription.
Ren Zhaofeng.
Feng?
Zhaofeng, maybe? F-E-N-G? He was a bank manager. He stole $26,000 from the bank.
Rut-row.
Bought a bunch of lottery tickets and won.
Whoa.
He then returned what he had stolen originally.
Whoa. He was just a loan.
How'd that work out?
And kept the money. Nobody ever knew about it. He got away with it.
Wow.
Until he tried to do it again. He stole more money twice. He stole worth $6.7 million worth. Trying to win again. He never won and he got caught.
Oh, man.
That's a gambling addiction.
I'll tell you. I got to get my subscription back to the Taipei Times.
It's hard-hitting journalism.
You let it lapse.
I know. I did.
Did you know that Pringles are technically not potato chips?
Oh.
They're crisp.
They are molded out of powdered potato, wheat, and other additives.
They're potato crisps.
God. They're like a potato cracker.
I never like the word molded when we're talking about my food.
No. Do they fry them? Or they just mold them and then bake them? They always have the kind of the texture of a baked potato chip.
Yeah, but that's the whole. Remember, that's the thing about Pringles, though. Like, remember the old commercials where they would do the, like, you're eating out of a bag of chips and you wipe your hand on your shirt and you get the grease. But you eat the Pringles and you wipe your hand off and you don't have any grease. But
I never saw that. I was watching sexist coffee ads. In those days,
coffee sucks.
But yeah, aren't they potato? Aren't they billed as potato crisps?
I don't know.
You know what? I'll look it up, Jay. I'll do it just because I want to know. And I'm probably the only one that wants to know.
They're stackable snack chips.
Yep.
I don't see anything about a potato crisps.
Crisps.
And then they started getting those different flavored Pringles, too.
Oh, now they're a potato snack.
Yeah.
Well, now you know, and knowing's half the battle.
Potato snack. Did you know the real Top Gun school imposes a $5 fine to any staff member who quotes the movie?
That's hilarious. What if you sing, like...
Need for Speed?
What if you sing, like, the songs from the soundtrack, like Berlin and Kenny Loggins?
They probably don't like that either.
What's the other one besides Need for Speed? What would be another top line from Top Gun?
Negative Ghost Rider, the pattern is full.
Yeah, and the Be Your Wingman.
Yeah, Wingman. Or...
We have clearance, Clarence. Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Wrong movie, but yeah.
Hey, the trailer for the new one looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I still love the Hot Shots parodies of
Top
Gun.
Oh, yeah.
Those are well done.
I've never seen that.
Guy ejects and ends up in the belly of another airplane. That's pretty funny.
Those are good.
What was the one they had? Oh, man, I can't remember the joke. They're in the elevator, and they're talking. I don't know why it comes up, but she does a stupid joke. What do you do with an elephant with three balls?
Walk him.
And pitch to the rhino.
I just guessed.
And pitch to the rhino. I love it. You walk him. Three balls. That's really good.
How about
that's
those exactly Yankees right. last night to your Indians, 19-5. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
What a mess.
Braves didn't do so well either.
Did you know the average human body has enough iron in it to forge a metal nail that is 3 inches long?
Not me.
Iron?
I have an iron deficiency.
Mm-hmm. Enough sulfur to kill all fleas on a dog. Enough carbon to make 900 pencils. Enough potassium to fire a toy cannon. And enough fat, depending on the person I guess you're talking about, to make 7 bars of soap. Also enough phosphorus to make 2,200 match heads.
I have a toy cannon.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yeah.
Did you know there is a woman codenamed SM?
Oh.
The letters S and M. I do not know what they stand for.
S-M. Do you hear yourself sometimes?
Oh. Anyway, codenamed SM.
Mm-hmm.
She suffers from a rare condition. It is the Urbach-Wyeth disease, or Urbach-Wyeth disease. It's a condition where a person cannot feel fear.
Oh.
Her identity is guarded for her safety by researchers who are studying her, and only 400 people on the planet are known to have this condition.
Hmm.
That's wild.
They keep her guarded only for the fact that... she has no self-preservation instinct.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because she has she does not feel the fear emotion. So if something happens, she does not...
So she just walk out in front of a bus?
She doesn't run away from things. Like, if she saw a snake, she would, you know, or a highly venomous rattlesnake or something like that, she wouldn't approach with caution. Mm. She'd just keep walking and, you know...
Mm. How do they find that out?
A bit.
You know, that somebody has that condition, you would think with that condition, something would get them very early in life. You know?
Right.
Right. I don't know. They may find out early in life that they have that condition as a child to say, oh, they're not afraid of these things, and then get it checked out. So she could also be taken advantage of if people know that she has this condition.
Oh, sure.
People could easily take advantage of her.
I can imagine.
Did you know that the United States president used to have a presidential yacht?
What happened?
Yep.
Well,
did Truman get rid of that? Or?
Actually, no.
Kennedy had
it. It had an elevator at one point for FDR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lyndon Johnson then removed the elevator and replaced it with a liquor bar.
Nice. Like you do, LBJ. Yeah.
And then in the 70s, Jimmy Carter sold it.
That's...
I remember Carter selling it, yeah.
I figured it was either Truman or Carter would do something like that.
Yeah. Minnie Cox... she was the first black female postmaster. She was pressured out of her post. Now, she did a lot of things while she was working there, mainly, I think, out of the fear of the people she was working for, who were just horrible people. She worked long hours. She personally covered late rent on P.O. boxes for Indianola's. Indianola citizens? Is there a place called Indianola?
Mississippi.
Mississippi, yeah.
Okay, this is where it would have been then. She wanted to avoid any possible conflict with her patrons. She installed a telephone in the post office at her own expense so that patrons could call and check if they had any mail to pick up, mainly doing this so that they wouldn't yell at her when they came by and didn't have any mail. Theodore Roosevelt, as president, continued to pay her salary after she was pressured out of her post. He also punished the town by rerouting their mail 30 miles away.
Oh, yeah, you can do that.
That's so TR.
Do you remember in Green Acres when they did that? Sam Drucker shut the Hooterville post office down and they had to go all the way to Pixley? I think that episode is based on the story he just told.
I remember Pixley. That's funny.
There's a band called Indianola. Really good.
Yeah, I believe that.
There's a band called, didn't you say there's a band called, just town of...
Verbena. There's a band called Verbena.
Yeah, exactly.
But Indianola is really good. Oh, and Beverly, I don't know if you're familiar with him. He is Mississippi dude.
No.
Did you know the only person that has been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 3 times with a possible chance of getting 5 times inducted as well?
Would that be Eric Clapton?
That would be Eric Clapton.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Let's see.
Name the 3 bands he's in there for right
Cream.
Now.
Cream.
Yardbirds. Yeah, Yardbirds. And wait a minute.
I'm throwing you a little bit. Derek and the Dominoes. Well, I'm throwing you a little bit by saying naming the 3 bands.
So he's in there solo, he's in there with Cream, and he's in there with the Yardbirds.
Correct.
So he could be in there with Derek and the Dominoes and
Blind Faith.
I always forget about that.
One album often described by Sid intellectual rock writers as the greatest group ever.
Steve Winwood, just, I tell you, man.
Yeah, Steve Winwood, should Blind Faith go in, that'll give him 3.
Is he in there with Spencer Davis group?
He is.
Mm-hmm. Some people were confused. They thought Neil Young might be in there 3 times, but when Crosby, Stills, and Nash were inducted, they did not.
Now, McCartney...
Neil Young was not a part of that
He was
induction.
Always like
McCartney
how that, the
is
why
in
is
for
always...
the Beatles.
And he's in there for a solo Wings. Career, but for he's not in there for Wings. Wings not is in not in there yet.
Oh, man.
He will get 3 once Wings goes in.
And I'd like to know why Sticks is not in there. That's ridiculous. It's a joke. Don't get me started.
Did you know that Act 2 popcorn? Does anybody remember Act 2?
Yeah, Blue Bag.
Yeah, it was preceded by Act 1.
How about...
Now, Act 1 popcorn was an early form of the same product. However, it had to be stored in the fridge because Act 1 contained actual real butter.
Oh.
I say it had to be stored in the fridge, but, I mean, I don't know. Real
butter
is...
Real butter doesn't have to be stored in the fridge.
No.
But for whatever reason, I guess maybe you had to with this. I'm not sure.
Maybe it would break down...
With real butter, we always have a stick.
Stick!
On the counter.
Yeah, me too. Now.
Well, I think this is different because this popcorn, the Act 1 bags, they would have started production God knows how many months ago and would have been stored in boxes and everything. By the time it got to you, it probably needed some sort of preservation.
Mm-hmm.
Or by the time you were going to use it. Did you know the world record for push-ups in a day? 46,001.
12.
When did I set that?
I could look that up for you and find out that date that you said it and what your name was at the time that you said
it
as
well. What your name was at the time.
You said it back in April of 93.
That long ago. Seems like just yesterday.
Yeah, and your name was Charles Servizio.
Well, I got mocked a lot for that name.
You also lived in Fontana, California at the time.
Hated it.
Yep. And finally, did you know that the late professional wrestler Bam Bam Bigelow...
Bam Bam.
Yeah, he received second-degree burns over 40% of his body while rescuing 3 children from a burning house and spent 10 days recovering in a hospital. So...
Well...
And those are your random facts.
We hope you were paying attention because coming up, we'll have our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz. And I have the Food Outlet specials.
Oh.
That's right. You can get yourself 8 heads of lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
If you really have a lettuce craving, they're $1.25 each. So 8 would be $10.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to impress you with my quick math.
You're really good about that.
You could get 2... And these are real half gallons, not the phony ones that, you know, with all the downsizing and stuff.
Right.
Bluebell ice cream, any flavor. for $4.58. You know what they cost in the chains?
About $8
yeah.
or more.
$7.99.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. You are paying retail in those chains. At Food Outlet, you're paying cost plus 10%, and that makes a giant difference. Ribeye steaks, which are $13.99 in the meat department at most of the chain stores, $6.77 a pound, with the Food Outlet butcher ready to cut those to your specifications. So with that, you can get a pound of ribeye. That's what you guys had this morning, by the way.
It was really delicious. It was juicy.
And get a four-pound bag of russet potatoes, two for $3, and still have change left over. So try it, please, in Millbrook on Highway 14, in Prattville on Main Street, just west of 31. And I'll see you Sunday morning on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery around 7:45, sending Bailey Grahams from the Chicken Company. Isn't that right, Bailey? All right. Win that certificate now by playing and winning today's pop quiz question with Jay.
All right. Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about the presidential yacht. By the way, just a not trivia question. I'm just curious, what would the call sign for the presidential yacht be?
That's a good one. You know, I've seen a whole special on this.
I know this. His barber was called Hair Force One.
I don't know.
I'm going to look that up. That's not the trivia
question.
I'm just curious about it. Who sold the presidential yacht?
Okay.
That's what we want to know. Give us a call at 272-9228 if you think you know the answer.
And a bonus question, who put in the liquor bar and replaced the elevator?
272-9228, call now, 738.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the 7 o'clock hour, and things are busy out on the boulevard. In fact, we have an accident on the Northern Boulevard near the UPS Distribution Center, so be careful over there. If you're on I-85, everybody's rolling at a speed limit ride. I-65 has our normal slowdown around the river bridges headed into the downtown area, so be careful there. And there's a lot of traffic on the 31s, especially Highway 231 coming out of Wetumpka. There's a slowdown around the river bridge and once you reach the boulevard. Keep in mind the school zones are active now, so watch your speed. It's 15 miles an hour in a school zone. Premier Place Shopping Center can help you look your best this school year. Stop by Cuts by Us, Sally Beauty, Bath and Body Works, and Profession Ale and Spa. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
All right, let's go to here's Johnny. First to answer our pop quiz question. Johnny, good morning.
Good morning.
What you got?
That will be Jimmy Carter.
That would be correct.
Yes.
Good job.
Do you happen to know the president that got rid of the elevator that FDR put in and replaced it with...
That would be Lyndon Johnson.
That's exactly right.
Wow. Yeah. Good work, man.
And it wasn't sticks.
Sticks!
I love it.
They've been coming. So you like the convoluted introduction?
Yes, I do.
Good deal.
Pardon me while I'm smiling with pride over there.
He sold the yacht for $286,000.
Wow.
It wasn't a huge yacht.
And
I remember that.
I remember the special. There was a big Secret Service debacle about the whole thing because it took a lot to protect, you know, the yacht and wherever it went. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the government sold Sequoia at auction at... Manapalan, Florida?
Manapalan.
Manapalan.
Florida.
Tampa.
Sequoia, that was the name, yeah.
But that was so Jimmy Carter because he went in, I'm going to wear sweaters, I'm going to...
That's what it says. He sold it for that much money as a symbolic cutback in federal government spending.
Right.
But, yeah.
The annual cost for the Navy was $800,000 for that thing.
I believe it.
Well, you appreciate the... Thanks for the savings, Jimmy. But you screwed up everything else, so hold on. Don't go away. You are going to Food Outlet. Let's say good morning to the rest of our group here, like Bolt.
Good morning. Didn't want to hang up on you. Hope you all have a great weekend.
We appreciate that, man. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. And William B.
Yeah, late again. Oh, well. I tried.
It's luck of the draw.
Yeah, man. I didn't want to hang up. That's just the way I am.
Well,
you know?
We appreciate that.
Thank you.
We appreciate the way you are, buddy. Take care.
Have a great weekend.
And Keith from Santuck, good morning to you.
Hey. Good morning. I went the bridesmaid or the whatever. I guess that makes me the flower girl.
Yeah.
Actually, you weren't the bridesmaid. You were in the wedding party on this particular round of calls.
Hey. At least I'm on stage. That's all that matters.
What are the two groups that Eric Clapton is in the Hall of Fame? He's in there for himself, but he's in there with two groups. What are the two groups?
Cream and...
Yes.
The one somebody said they always forget about.
The Yardbirds?
The Yardbirds. That's the one, yeah. The Yardbirds.
Have a great day.
You too. And don't forget, everybody that we just talked to, everybody that called on this one, you are eligible for our end of the show Emily segment and the grand prize drawings, which now includes a tailgate to-go package from Baumhauer's. It includes a party tray of wings, gooey fries, a gallon of red diamond iced tea, chips, salsa, and queso.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Seriously, if you go outside, especially early this morning, and you will notice a difference. There is a lower humidity level. Dew point is 65 right now. We haven't seen one like a number like that in a long time. Now, typically, any time during the year, if we had a dew point of 65, that'd be too high. But we like it today. Very hot today with a high temperature around 100. In fact, today and tomorrow near 100. Yesterday we had 100. Mostly sunny, but it should be somewhat less muggy than it has been. With a low tonight around 72, then on Sunday, the humidity returns and showers and thunderstorms are back scattered across the area, high in the mid-90s, and showers and storms will be in greater supply by the time Monday arrives, and I think Tuesday as well. Right now this morning, clear skies, calm winds. It's 74 at 744.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
Conundrum will be coming up next, and I see we have...
Unity!
There's a lot of little... If they ever do a documentary on this yacht, I would love...
They have.
To read about
Aerial it. And I want to see it again. I've got to see it again. You wouldn't believe some of the...
Franklin Roosevelt met with Winston Churchill during World War II on that yacht.
Yes.
Dwight Eisenhower lent the ship to Queen Elizabeth II during her visit here to the U.S.
Oh.
John Kennedy had meetings during the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yep.
Had his 46th and last birthday party on that yacht as well.
It was a fabulous, fabulous yacht.
As long as we're talking about presidential transportations, here's another line from FDR's Funeral Train, a book which I've been reading. Pushed in his wheelchair towards the waiting automobiles.
Bacon?
I don't have a fireplace.
Oh, so it's bacon.
It's breakfast.
Get around the bacon. It's another bacon side chat.
I have news for all of you, and that is when I did that on the afternoon show, I got a lot of people that wanted me to continue reading from that book.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because I'm a good out loud reader.
You know, I just want bacon now.
Yeah.
You know those audiobooks?
Yes.
I can see that as your next thing. You know, like when you get fired from here? No. Not when you get fired from here. But you're, you know, I can see you doing audiobooks. You know?
That would be fun. I think I'm a pretty good reader. Right now we're at 7:45. When we come back, we will have the conundrum. Let's see what the world of business has said. And thank God we had the bad day Wednesday, but there was a little bit of a, what do you call it?
Resurgence?
Yeah, stopped the bleeding yesterday. We'll see what we're expecting on Wall Street today. And Brant will probably check in with us this afternoon. Brant McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management.
The Fox Business Network farm equipment company Deere & Company is reporting a disappointing quarter. Sales declined down 3%, though Deere is predicting sales will be up 5% for the year. Two top executives at Cathay Pacific Airlines are resigning. The airline warned earlier this week that it could fire employees who take part in illegal protests. Now CEO Rupert Hogg and Chief Commercial Officer Paul Liu are both stepping down. This week's protests at Hong Kong International Airport resulted in nearly 1,000 flights being canceled. Apple's new credit cards are arriving to the first who applied. The sleek card, a partnership with Goldman Sachs, doesn't have your number printed on it, but it also includes a clause that forces you into arbitration if you have a dispute. The card's appeal is supposed to be its connection with the Apple technology system and increased security. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
I've used it for a year now, and I've worried zero time. I just enter in the time, it's calculated, and it's taken out of bank account, and it's just done. I love it.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
This hour is sponsored by Flashback Friday. Remember in the 1990s when you would stay off the phone so you could dial up your computer and wait for about 20 minutes for that sexy photo of you to download? Do you have any idea how spoiled you are by today's technology? FYI, I just sexted you while you were listening to me rant. Booyakasha!
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly shooting near Alabama State University. Police say two people are dead and three others are injured. Police have not made any arrests. Call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP if you have any information. Prattville police are investigating a shooting at Newton Park Thursday morning. Police say two people went to the hospital with serious injuries. Police haven't said what led up to the shooting. Right now, no arrests have been made. And Montgomery's first charter school, Lead Academy, opened its doors for the first time last night. The school had a ribbon-cutting ceremony and open house for students and parents. Lead Academy is the fourth charter school in Alabama. Right now, 360 students are enrolled. Monday is their first day of school. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at IndependentGlassCo.com.
Today's show is brought to you by Friday. Watch how much we phone this one in.
Let's face it, we all get under tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Today's show is made possible by Friday, the day to plan all those bad decisions you'll eventually regret on Monday.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It is 7:52 on News Talk 93.1 FM, and it's time for Animal Stories. Animals making news from around the world. You like it so far?
I am not an animal. I am a human being.
Okay. You're referencing Elephant Man, directed by David Lynch, I believe. I want to say, they're little-known facts. Mel Brooks secretly financed that entire film.
Is that right?
He didn't want his name attached because he didn't want people thinking it was a parody of any kind or a funny film.
Oh.
But so he has no credit on it.
How?
But he secretly
about
financed that whole movie.
Hey, who financed Big Chill?
Walter Cronkite.
Johnny Carson.
Oh, he did. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
All right, we start with a zoo orangutan in North Dakota was able to make music of his own by playing his recorder with a classical music ensemble.
Oh, nice.
Tell the orangutan, Tan, provided the wind for the recorder while Chinakapa Zoo zookeeper Eddie Paul worked the instrument's valves during the New York Kammer Musiker concert at the zoo. A lot of multi-syllable words in there. Guess what state we're going to next?
It's hard for somebody with scoliosis.
Florida.
Florida, where authorities were called into a high school for an unusual burglary in progress. A raccoon inside a vending machine.
How did it get inside the vending machine?
Well, actually, you should always look through the plastic window of a vending machine, because sometimes other creatures can get in there, too.
Like a what?
A rodent of some type.
Yep.
This gentleman was apprehended today while committing a burglary of a vending machine at Pine Ridge High School, said the sheriff's office. They came and arrested, because raccoons kind of look like burglars with their little masks. Aren't they cute? All right, we had a veterinarian at an animal hospital in Thailand that had to remove 32 rubber ducks from a dog's stomach.
Oh, what? No.
A bulldog named Devil, a real devil dog. Ate 32 rubber ducks, but they were able to get them all out. And Devil has been reunited with his owner. Anybody care to guess the name of the owner?
Could it be Satan?
And finally, security cameras were rolling when two bulls began fighting in the middle of an India street and crashed through the window of a clothing store. A witness recorded video of the two bulls locking horns in the middle of a city street, and a security camera inside a nearby store captured the moment when the animals fell through the window. Witnesses said one person suffered minor leg injury during the incident. It is unclear where the bulls had come from or what it was they were upset about. And those are your animal stories for today.
I like animal stories.
Danny, you like animal
I'm going to continue work on producing this up so it really has that awesome, you know, attention-grabbing thing. And if I make it through the weekend, I'll debut it Monday. It is 7:55. Wow, time is flying this morning, isn't it?
Yeah, because we're having fun.
About an hour from now, we'll have our final Emily segment of the week, mm-hmm. which is our big weekly grand prize drawing. Those of you who have called and cared enough to call the show are all eligible for some really great prizes, including a Clark's Club membership, the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto, and more, right?
Mm-hmm. A $25 gift card to the Capital Oyster Bar, courtesy of Eddie Bader at the Goodson Group.
Eddie Bader at the Goodson Group, who got it done for me, man. He is the best at what he does. Applied Security. This is a company that's been protecting us, the precious commodities, the irreplaceable commodities at Blue Water Broadcasting, from bad people. And, of course, you know, any place that has invested in tech or equipment, you don't want people breaking in and getting at that.
You don't want anybody stealing this stuff.
No, because It has antique value.
I knew you were going there.
But we do. No, you want to make sure, because right now most businesses run, have an electronic nerve center, and that's often a place where people target. With Applied Security, you can count on excellent monitoring. In fact, they can take over your existing monitoring if you're looking for something better. They can provide fire protection, cameras. They do residential, commercial, whatever type of property you have. They can protect it, and they're really good at what they do. And a local business with Mark and Vicky, who have been together since 1987, protecting businesses and people around the River Region. Call them at 279-8338, 279-8338. The Alabama Electronic Security Board permit is 276 for the business we know and love as Applied Security. Traffic, Fox News, and then we're back.
Traffic is brought to you by The Pizza Place. Enjoy the delicious buffet at The Pizza Place or take home the huge OMG pizza tonight. The Pizza Place is located at 3848 Harrison Road. The Pizza Place, home of the OMG pizza.
As we roll our way through the Friday morning traffic, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the River Region, and things look great on I-85. We don't have any delays there for you. If you're on I-65, the customary slowdown is happening around the river bridges, so be patient. You'll get through that in no time. If you're on the boulevard, the traffic is rather busy, so be careful, especially between the Atlanta Highway and Vaughan Road around I-85. And there is a lot of traffic coming out of the Wetumpka area on Highway 231. Let's just be careful and watch the traffic around you as you head on in and get your weekend started. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has dependable late model used vehicles, but be sure and ask about their duct tape special. Buy this truck, you'll get a free roll of duct tape to hold it together, and you're going to need it. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you, Central Alabama, for voting us best of the best 6 years in a row. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Lou Choir and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbylouchoir.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbylouchoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them, like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat. Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more, which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears.